You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Yesterday was International Joke Day. And so I felt the pressure was really on me today to be able to come up with a good story. This story is about two ladies, complete strangers, who happened to be sitting next to each other on an airplane. One was a Yankee and one was a Southern Belle. And so the Southern Belle, being very friendly, turned and says to the Yankee lady sitting next to her, "Where are you all from?" And the Yankee lady very stuffily replies, "I'm from a place where they don't end sentences with prepositions." And without hesitation, the Southern Belle, with a big smile on her face, says to the Yankee lady, "So, where are you all from, rude lady?" Several years ago, when I was vacationing in Savannah, Georgia, they were talking about the great hospitality in the South. And they said that when a stranger comes to Savannah, they don't ask you first, "Where are you from?" or they don't ask you, "Why are you here?" The first thing they ask you is, "What would you like to drink?" I'm always reminded of that when I hear the words of Jesus in the gospel passage that we just listened to from Matthew today. Jesus said, "Whoever gives only a cold cup of water to one of these little ones will not lose their reward." Indeed, today's gospel, as well as today's first reading for the second book of Kings, speak to us about welcoming and hospitality. Elisha the prophet is welcomed into the home of the Shunammite woman and her husband. And Elisha rewards them for their kindness to him by promising that this older couple will soon have a son. Remember, prophets in the Old Testament were more often running for their lives than receiving a warm welcome from anyone. As we prepare to celebrate the 241st birthday of our country on this Tuesday, July the 4th, it might be good for us to reflect upon how we as a country are doing at welcoming strangers and foreigners, the mentally and physically disabled, the poor and disenfranchised, the unborn and the elderly, the homosexual and the transgender person, the sick and the dying, the refugee and the undocumented immigrant. But maybe more importantly, in light of today's readings, it might be best for us to reflect upon how we as individual disciples, and we as a church, welcome and show hospitality to these same groups. Yesterday's Belleville News Democrat ran a front page photo of a ceremony held at the St. Clair County Courthouse, kicking off the 100th anniversary of the East St. Louis race riot, 100 years ago today on July the 2nd, and also printed the newspaper's account of one of the darkest days in the history of our diocese, our state, and our country. The first paragraph of the Belleville News Democrat account of what happened July the 2nd, 1917, reads this way: "A mob of 10,000 bloodthirsty Negro-hating white persons killed at least 100 Negroes and burned 6 square blocks in East St. Louis Monday afternoon and night in the most terrible race riot in our nation's history. Many of these people who were killed were shot or beaten and thrown in the Cahokia River, hung from lampposts, or were incinerated in burning buildings. Not a very welcoming scene to these Southerners who had come to the North to find work. Certainly, our nation and our church have made some very significant progress in race relations in the past 100 years. But as we all know well, there is still a long way to go, both in our nation and in our church. May today's scriptures remind us that welcoming and generous hospitality are an essential part of discipleship. And as we welcome a new member into our family of faith today through the waters of baptism, may we remember that we are always called to be a welcoming community. When we welcome others and show them hospitality, we welcome Christ, who is present in each and every person that we meet. We know that Jesus told us time and time again, "Whatever you do to the least of your sisters and brothers, that you do unto me." And when we welcome everyone in the name of Christ, we are proclaiming to them, not just in word, but in deed, that God is good.
All the time.
All the time.